Are we recording?
Yes.
Oh. Woo! Podcast time.
I'm going to take my drink, too. It's always awkward. There's this pause, like, right after we open the cans, because we all
chug our drinks. Because we were all very thirsty, because we don't drink for, like, half an hour before the podcast while we set up.
Right, because we get the drinks, and they're like, well, we can't open them yet.
But I really could have drinking this, and then went and got another one before we turned the mics on.
Totally true. And plus, nobody's going to drink this anyway, because they kind of suck.
They're actually good when they're cold. They taste like shit when they're warm.
I don't believe you.
Try it.
No. Why don't you tell them what we're talking about?
It's the Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Yeah, I still don't like it.
It's better, but...
Yeah. It's a lot better when it's cold. But they sell it in cans now and bottles. And maybe it'll taste better from a bottle. I'll go buy bottles.
That's possible. I don't know. Well, apparently it was formulated specifically to taste better with Taco Bell food. And the fact that we're not eating Taco Bell food would make it not as good.
So how do you feel about lunch after the podcast? Speaking of Taco Bell.
Maybe we'll do an indie game of the week. And then do it because I just had a big breakfast.
Okay.
I went into work early today. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get breakfast too.
Sounds like a plan.
A nice, hearty cheese and ham omelet from Jimbo's Barbecue.
They have omelets?
Oh, they do. And they're fucking fantastic. They have really good breakfast. Like, all around good breakfast.
Why was I not informed of breakfast at Jimbo's?
I don't know. Because you're never up before at least 10.
That's true.
I've already, you know, at work for an hour by that point in my day.
Eh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I did at work today. Nothing.
You sat there.
Nice. Yeah, pretty much.
I got paid for it.
No, I don't write down my hours unless I'm actually doing something.
Oh, that's...
I did do stuff this morning, but...
So it sounds like my job.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of sitting, only paying for stuff you do.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good way to do things. So,
wow. Yeah.
We should probably talk about this weekend.
Oh, God, we should.
We should talk about this weekend. It was a learning experience.
It was a very big learning experience.
Which, all in all, is a good thing. I think it was worth it. I'm glad we did it. I guess we should mention what we're talking about. We're talking about we did the Operation Supply Drop live stream.
8-bit salute.
8-bit salute. It was kind of a flop.
Kind of a flop.
Kind of a flop, but a great learning experience. So in that sense, it was not a flop.
Right.
We
learned that we need more than 3 people to stay up 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours is a really long time. We ended up cutting it short about...
An hour.
When did we go to bed?
I got home at 8:30.
Got home at 8:30.
So we stopped at 8. 9.
So we stopped at probably like 7.
No, it was way after 7 because I remember looking down the first time when we said we should probably, when we were debating cutting it short.
Okay.
And it was
7. Well, anyway, point is we cut it a little bit short. We didn't go quite the full 24 hours because at most our highlight was when we had 5 viewers.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know, at this point we're tired. We're barely doing anything. We're not going to do anything great over these next hour here and get 2 more views.
Right.
Maybe. So we decided to end it earlier, whatever. It set us up for some goals before we go through with Extra Life.
Yes.
Which I think was important. We're going to have 500 Facebook likes or
YouTube subscribers.
I was thinking, because I read a paper is the wrong word, because I read a lot of papers, you know, like, but, you know, a research study on somebody from the internet, so it wasn't really a paper.
Right.
That the tipping point for YouTube channels is 1,000 subscribers. Once you get to 1,000 subscribers, that's when you start to see that exponential growth as you go up.
Right, but can we talk about YouTube for a second?
Yeah.
And how much fucking dicks they are.
All right, so yeah, we got some long segues here that we can talk about with these.
It's
as
all
part
related.
Of our live
I wouldn't
stream,
say it's,
we were playing Halo. Halo 4.
Yes.
As a Let's Play style video, which does fall under the fair use clause.
Right.
And no matter... I know there's probably going to be lots of debate about this, but I'm stand by my thoughts strongly that when you add commentaries to any sort of gameplay, you are altering it for either educational or instructional purposes, which you are, even though it's kind of not directly instructional. It is, in a sense, this is a way you can play the game. Here's our commentary on how to do it and how we're doing it at the time. You're adding entertainment value to it, which falls under fair use.
Right.
You are doing transformative work of the original work. And you're not detracting from the attention of the original game. So even these companies that are saying you don't have the rights to put out these games, they're wrong. That under fair use, it's okay. And so what I found here is that when you do get those those claims against copyright, when you provide your counter argument that you do have fair use rights to do this, all the cases so far have won.
Okay, so we just need to fight.
Right, exactly. The answer is you need to fight. So unless you're just putting out cutscenes and stuff,
yeah,
then you don't have a good argument, and then you could potentially lose. But when you're truly adding that content, you are falling under fair use.
Right.
You just have to know how to argue it correctly. Which can be difficult, and I understand. And the reason it's becoming such a problem is that the way YouTube does it, and this is where YouTube is shitty, as we started this conversation, that YouTube has their content ID system, which is an automated system that goes out and finds matching audio and video clips. And if it's too similar, and I don't know exactly what the qualifications are of being too similar, it will then automatically take down the video or take your monetization from it and pass it to the person who owns the rights to that particular part.
Right.
The problem is, let's say you used a 30-second clip of a song in a 20-minute video. You're in, now, with that system, your entire revenue for the entire other 19 minutes and 30 seconds then goes to the writer of that 30-second song. So now, they're technically copyright infringing on your 19 minutes and 30 seconds of original work.
Right. And wouldn't your 19 minutes and 30 seconds of work outweigh their 30 seconds of song?
That's the point.
Song?
It should, but it doesn't. And that's what the counter argument has to be. Or part of what it has to be. Is that even if you want to take a cut, that's okay. But you don't have the right to the other amount of content that in my video.
Right.
So if you want to go through that, then we can go through that. But that's not true. And plus, then on top of that, the fact that you're actually doing transformative work with the commentary and such, it's debatably even their 30 seconds. Now, and that particular example, if you're just playing a song, then obviously it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other circumstances where actually it turns out, obviously, you still want to be safe and just play it safe. But if you record music in the background, like, they're coincidentally, you know, my dad's in the room watching TV, which does happen during some of our videos sometimes.
Right.
Anything we pick up from that does actually fall under fair use. I forget exactly what the description was, but background noise like that
mm-hmm.
is totally okay. Which is why, you know, if you record things in public, it's all right. Now, playing public songs and stuff is, you know, kind of a different, I don't know what you would call that, but a different game, you know, playing mm-hmm. movies and stuff for free in public, you go into a different thing. But again, it's because you're not doing transformative work.
Yeah, you're not talking over it. And...
Right. And now covers are different, like doing covers of songs.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting into like a really different world there, and I could talk about that for hours.
I remember my ex did that, and she had over 100,000 views on one video, but she didn't get paid for it because it was someone else's work.
Right, and you have to get the license. And now you can actually go to those record companies and get a license. And I want to say they're actually, for most parts, affordable to get a cover license, but you have to do it. And some places will even do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of work for, you know, people who don't have the initial resources.
Right.
So anyway, what happened during our live stream is, you know, this is a live stream. This is happening live. Sai was sitting on the menu of Halo 4 while we were trying to figure out our audio problems.
Right.
You know, because we were playing with the mics and stuff and whatnot. And then it took down our stream and counted as a copyright claim, which I guess debatably is true because there wasn't any audio at the time because we had the mics unplugged because we were trying to figure them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was only playing the music. But again,
30 seconds out of 24 hours.
Right, exactly. And then it completely cut us down and it just, well, too bad. And now you got to set everything up. And then on top of that, and this is totally unrelated to copyright, this was just YouTube having a shitty interface. For the live stream interface, what you do is you set up the live event mm-hmm. and then you set up all your cameras.
Right.
You know, and the problem is once you stream to those cameras once, it's a real pain in the ass to stream to them again. Like if you disconnect and reconnect.
Right, right. Because we did a test the night before.
And then if you do, you know, you can do it. And then this happened to me like 3 or 4 times during the whole live stream and preparation. The live event just deleted itself.
Yeah.
No reason. It had nothing to do with copyright. We weren't even streaming stuff yet. It's like it tripped over itself and said, oh, gone. Super fucking annoying having to redo all that. So we ended up going to Twitch, and Twitch worked really, really well.
Yes.
Now
the shitty thing is,
yeah,
is YouTube's now, trying to buy Twitch.
It is still a rumor at this point. There has right. been no confirmation from Twitch or YouTube at the recording of this podcast. And knowing our luck, it's going to come out right after the podcast ends. Yes, it happened. But YouTube is trying to buy Twitch for $1 billion, allegedly. Which really concerns some people because Twitch is a place where people can go and stream without getting in trouble. Like, there's even been cases of people like streaming music and stuff, and they're not getting in trouble for it.
Right.
Because Twitch is kind of lax about it. Which I understand reasons they can't be lax about it. But there needs to be a healthy middle ground that is not there right now with YouTube.
Right.
It's just immediate takedown, immediate give all credit to your video to whoever did the copyright claim, even if it was automated by YouTube, and then you lose everything.
Right.
Which really sucks. And apparently I read that if you get 3 copyright claims, it locks you out of your account, which then means you can't log into your account to dispute the claims.
Wow, that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, that's really shitty.
So YouTube, get your shit together.
Yeah, anyway, YouTube needs to get their shit together with all that. And especially considering that a very, very good portion of this content that's being made out does fall under fair use.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, of course, there is stuff that does not fall under fair use. But hell, half the time, I don't see those getting taken down. Like all those, you know, so-and-so song lyric videos, all copyright infringement. Do you see any of them taken down?
No, but they're not monetized.
A lot of them are.
Are they?
Yeah. And even if they're not, it still debatably needs to be taken down.
Right.
So, and you know, yeah, I guess, but you do bring up a good point about the monetization. I guess if they are, they can go to the proper person.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's still strange.
I still don't like YouTube when it comes to Let's Plays.
I still don't like the path YouTube's going right now. And these other companies, too, that just don't realize that all this stuff falls under fair use. And the other thing is, one of the YouTubers that I occasionally watch, I'm not, like, subscribed, but I watch him, is Angry Joe.
Okay.
Who does video game reviews.
Yeah.
And he had, like, 56 of his videos flagged for copyright infringement on reviews. And reviews, undeniably, like, you don't even have to argue that, that's specifically mentioned in fair use. Reviews are fair use of that content.
Right.
And he was running into the problem where he had people like he did an interview with Insomniac on the Tomb Raider games. Insomniac made the Tomb Raider games? Could have been wrong in that. Whoever made the Tomb Raider games, he did an interview with the developers of Tomb Raider.
Wait, the old Tomb Raider or the new Tomb Raiders?
Probably the new Tomb Raiders.
The new Tomb Raider was made by Square Enix.
Okay, then Square Enix. Which he says Square Enix.
I don't Enix.
Know anyway, I don't know which one's right.
Anywho, Enix.
I've always said Enix. Is it Enix?
It's Enix.
Enix. Okay. Anyway, Square Enix.
And if you and say then otherwise, you're wrong.
He had a automated copyright claim from Square Enix saying to take down his interview with the people
Enix.
From Square Enix. It's like, obviously, they said it was okay that he did that because they were in it.
Yeah.
They did the interview. So that was, you know, a great example of how broken this content ID system is.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, oh, that's so frustrating. Because yeah. I'm one of the guys I watch, he does League of Legends playthroughs. He'll pick a character, and then it's called Breaking the Meta as a series. I forget the YouTuber's name. But like he had a bunch of his videos taken down for the same thing. And basically what he's doing
League of Legends?
Yes.
Well, League of Legends is definitely... Right.
And they are okay with it.
Yeah, they're totally okay with it.
But
like, undeniably
he had music at the end of his video that he had a license for.
That's the other problem, yeah.
And even though he had a license, YouTube still took it down.
Right, well, that's the other thing. There is no way to say, I have a license to play this until after you get accused of copyright.
Right.
So let's say we do a new...
But what if it says it in the description, like, I have a license?
Doesn't actually fall under... What YouTube's content ID system won't grab it. That's the problem. And there's nowhere to submit that I have the rights to use the song. Except for the checkbox that says, yes, I do. But obviously, everybody clicks that. It doesn't matter. And the real problem is, let's say that we have a Let's Play video, and we also use the song at the end of our Let's Play video, one that we don't have the rights to. And actually, I'm interested to see if this happens, because we do have a song which I did buy the rights to.
Yes.
It's a royalty-free music. And, you know, I had to pay 99 cents for it, but it is classified as royalty-free. Now, the problem is, let's say we have a video that suddenly gets super popular, and we have 10 million views. Mm-hmm. That's fucking great. But and it all happened overnight. Like, one day we had a million views, next day we had 10 million
views.
But at 1 million and 1 views, for whatever reason, the content ID system flagged that song. Those 9 million views, all of the ad revenue goes to the creator of that song, whoever claimed the copyright. Until, even then, once I claim my copyright, the money still already went to them. And that's beyond shitty.
That is definitely
especially
beyond shitty. I'd be so mad.
I have the rights to the song, but YouTube never asked me to provide them. They asked me to click a checkbox.
So
what good is that?
Then it's YouTube's fault.
Oh, yeah, it's totally YouTube's fault.
Then if that happens, we should totally take YouTube to court for the money that we lost.
We should.
So YouTube, don't fuck with us.
Right, and that doesn't just apply to us. That
we'll use public pretenders and everything, because we're broke as fuck.
That really applies to everybody, though. That we're being shaken up by the big guys because they have money. But the truth is, all of this Let's Play stuff falls under fair use.
So why don't we just get a bunch of the little guys like us together?
That's the idea. Do a Kickstarter for it.
Yeah. Help us afford lawyers.
Right. But in all seriousness, that's really what needs to happen. Because at this point, we're being overrun by these bigger companies. And, you know, part of to blame is YouTube. But the reason they have to do this content ID stuff is because those bigger corporations are...
greedy and wrong.
Greedy and wrong and kind of forcing them into it. And YouTube's kind of like doing a blanket catch-all system, but that's really shitty too.
Yeah.
And YouTube should have done better than that. And, you know, I expect more. Because YouTube's really Google. I expected more from Google.
Yeah.
So. And then, of course, the big corporations are just shitty.
Always.
And so then even if they fight, you're still going to have to go through the lawsuit, which is expensive either which way.
Yes.
But again, the answer is you get enough people together and maybe you can do something to do it. And then we're going to kind of transition this into the whole Comcast problem that's going on.
Comcast and
the FCC trying to basically provide faster service for companies that pay more. Yeah, that was past the first stage of the FCC. And now we have 4 months to fight it. And people are constantly calling. So many people are calling the FCC complaining about this rule. And this was even prior to when it went out, that the FCC said, please stop calling us. Email us instead.
So we can ignore your emails.
So we can ignore your emails. So, of course, everybody's like, all right, well, let's call more. But obviously, it didn't matter because the FCC is just getting the money for this.
Yeah.
And so they don't care. They'll just put up with the phone calls. So what's going to happen after this 4 months? Are we actually going to see a difference that helps? Probably not. I'd like to hope so, but based on how it's going, the answer is no.
I mean, it worked with Microsoft.
What worked with Microsoft?
We complained enough till we got what we wanted.
Yeah, but Microsoft was selling directly to the consumer.
Right.
Nobody's complaining to Comcast because Comcast is, you know, got their head so far up their ass, it wouldn't make a difference.
Right.
The only thing is the FCC, who, you know, is a government organization, but you get into bribery and all that other bullshit, which is...
Bribery?
Bribery.
You said bribery.
Yeah, whatever.
So. I'm just looking for things to pick on you at, because all I've said so far in this podcast is... Right.
But that's okay. Right. Under these circumstances, because normally, I know last podcast we had a thing, but I've been... You know, fully educated. I know.
Yes.
I'm assuming you don't know much about the stuff I've said. I mean, I'm sure.
I know a lot about the YouTube shit because it's really pissing me off.
Right. But, you know, anyway. So, anyway, that's super stressful. I'm really interested to see where the whole internet goes over the next year or two, especially with, you know, the same thing with the cable or the internet providers. And, you know, the problems aren't even directly related, but they're still all under that same area of big corporations trying to fuck over the rest of us to make money. And what's happening now is, I want to say AT&T is the biggest telecommunications company again. That happened again back in like the 1980s, 1990s. And they had to split them up into the six carriers. Because AT&T got so large that, and I might have not been, yeah, it was AT&T, that they split it up into AT&T, Bell, Verizon, Singular, Sprint, and I'm missing one.
Right. I remember this, though.
Right. And so when they split up, and then look at that, all of a sudden, now we're back down to more or less Verizon and AT&T. I mean, there's Sprint, but...
But Sprint sucks.
T-Mobile, same thing. When you compare Sprint and T-Mobile to AT&T and Verizon...
Right. No comparison.
Sprint and T-Mobile don't even show up on the list of top telecommunication companies, because that's how far down they were.
They're probably getting beat by Metro PCS.
I don't know about that.
But Metro runs off Verizon towers. Like, I've
never
had
Metro's
a problem.
Only in Florida.
No, it doesn't.
They go under different names up there.
Maybe. Because I think they have a Metro in Ohio, and I was shocked when I was up there and I saw it.
Yeah, they're still much smaller than Singular and T-Mobile, who's also really, really small in comparison to the big scheme. Right. And plus, AT&T also sells internet and cable, too. They don't hear, but they do.
Yeah, they do. But their 3G plans with the iPads, they sell internet for it.
No. I'm talking, like, house internet.
They don't
do that here, but they do that, and I know they do it in Texas, and they do it in a lot of places. I don't know why they don't do it here.
And here's my theory on why AT&T and Verizon are kicking everyone's ass.
Why?
Because they have the most up-to-date technology. Like, they have... AT&T, for a long time, had exclusive rights to the iPhone.
Right. And again, though, it's kind of like a snowball effect, where those companies got more money, mm-hmm. and so they were able to spend more money to have the latest technology and stuff like that. But you are right. That is why they're so big. They're able to put up the front to have that best technology, and now they have the best and fastest coverage because they have the money, which then the real problem here is that when they go out and, like, AT&T bought Singular forever ago, and Verizon bought Altel, that was the one I missed, was Altel.
Right.
Because
who remembers these fucking things?
Why are they letting them buy those companies back? Like, the whole reason, like, 10 years ago or 20 years ago, we split AT&T up because it was so big, and now it's buying back the companies you split it up into. Who the hell is letting that go by?
The
and
FCC.
I mean, that's kind of government corruption at its finest, but, you know, not to get all conspiracy theorists and shit, but come on. 10 years ago, you split them up because they're too big, and now you're giving them approval to buy each other back to be the same big company they just were.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense. Monopolies, woo!
Right, and...
That's what everything's coming down to nowadays.
Yeah, and exactly.
One big company for everything.
And I got kind of an argument with somebody on Reddit about this, and then I stopped because he was being a moron. But anyway, YouTube in its
own
right...
People are morons on Reddit?
I know, right? YouTube in its own right is a monopoly. I mean, yes, there are competitors. You have Vimeo and stuff, but For example, like I talked about earlier, Fabio Angry Joe. If I want to watch Angry Joe, my only choice is to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And debatably, Angry Joe's only choice is to also go to YouTube because that's where his audience is.
That's true.
You know, and especially if he was starting up from the beginning, and that's also the only place he can make money. It's going to be really hard for him to make money.
Now, would
else.
Twitch be a competitor?
Well, that's what people are saying, is that this is being anti-competitive because at that point, there is no streaming competitor to YouTube. Right now, Twitch is it. And you have Ustream, but nobody uses Ustream because that's
what
more
the hell
for
is Ustream?
It's like Twitch, but you have to pay for it. It's more for like businesses when you need to stream stuff.
Like conference meetings
conferences,
and stuff.
Seminars, stuff like that is the... Or at least that was the feeling I got when I went to their website.
Oh,
was,
yeah. I saw that once.
Yeah. And actually, I don't remember why or when, but I used a Ustream a long time ago for something.
I had to use a Ustream because my old job at a vehicle dealership made us use it, but we didn't have to pay for it. They paid for it.
Right. Well, yeah, and they have corporate licenses and all that other nonsense, yeah. But
I remember having to watch this stupid fucking seminar. I'm like, these things are useless.
Oh, yeah, no, seminars are the worst. Like,
be a
calls.
Better you. Go fuck yourself. And speaking of me saying go fuck yourself, I've been saying that for the last 10 years.
You have, but I don't...
Because I went back through my Facebook from the very, very beginning, and I have been an asshole since day one. Like, I'm like, I was a little prick. God.
Yeah, I saw your status about you being an asshole forever.
Wow. Geez, I've always been an asshole.
Yeah.
That's oh, well, better not change now.
And to segue back to something we mentioned briefly earlier about Tuesdays sucking.
Yes.
For the podcast sometimes is because I swear 10 minutes after we finished this podcast when I got home.
News.
News. The Xbox One is coming out with a Kinect-free version for $399. Yes. Which is like, everybody was fucking asking for that before you even came out. And you didn't do it.
Where's the PS4 Vita bundle?
Right? I'm still waiting for that. Shit.
I think that will be Frosted Gaming's big purchase is when that bundle comes out. All four of us, three of us, we're going to have four and five
however
eventually.
However many we currently have active in the company.
I'm counting Chris in this because Chris is still a vital player in the game and needs to move to Florida.
Into an argument last night.
Did you? About moving to Florida?
He was bitching about the Xbox One not being backwards compatible. Because the problem is that his Xbox is on its last leg. He's got like a side level his, Xbox.
Oh, he's got the original 360?
Right.
Okay.
And so it's on its end. And he doesn't want to have to spend another $150. He'd much rather buy the new console and just be able to play his old games. So, but I was explaining to him that if you do that, you have to essentially put an entire 360 in the
Into
Xbox
the,
One.
Yeah.
Which is going to add $150 cost to the Xbox One. Or even worse, what's going to happen is it's going to take $150 out of the... or hardware that's put into the console.
Right.
And it's not... He was under the impression... And I'm sorry for calling you out, Chris. I still love you. You're my best friend. One of my best friends. I have lots of best friends.
I'd like to pee in your butt sometimes, Chris.
It's true. He does. Anyway. And it's not just a matter of software, and that's why you don't have emulators for the 360 and the PS3 on PCs.
Right. Because
even though PCs are drastically more powerful than those consoles, the consoles use different CPU architectures and GPU architectures specific to the consoles.
You sent me this.
Right, I did.
On accident.
I meant to
send
him
to Chris.
That to him. And essentially,
but no, I read the whole thing. I was like, oh, this is really fucking interesting.
So, wait, well, it is, and it makes sense. You know, they do things that optimize, and that's why you're able to game with like 512 megabytes of RAM on consoles.
Right.
Because the way the GPUs and CPUs are structured, they don't need the RAM. They can harness that power specifically for gaming.
Correct.
You know, you don't have a desktop on your 360 for that reason. And so what happens is...
Arguably, they have... desktops.
Well, I'm saying, but you don't have like your normal Explorer type actions and stuff or applications quite the same.
You don't have a mouse.
Right. And different things because of that different architecture. I don't remember where I was going with this.
That consoles are geared specifically for gaming as where computers are built for all sorts of different things.
Right. And if you were to build that into the Xbox One, you would have to include that different architecture because the new consoles, the Xbox One and the PS4, are both more similar to a PC, and there's actually,
and then you'd get what essentially you'd get is a Steam machine,
sort of.
If you try to put,
and what actually might happen is that we might see PS4 and Xbox One emulators before we see 360 and PS4 emulators, because the new architectures are more similar to PCs,
right?
So yeah, they're just, I don't know, that was more like trivia information, I guess.
Well,
so anyway, and that's why you can't have a backwards compatible Xbox One and PS4. I mean, they could if they really tried, but I'd much rather have a stronger console than having to set back. And I know it sucks for people like Chris who want to still play the 360 games and now their Xbox is on their last leg and they don't want to spend that $150 on a new Xbox.
But the way I see it, there's only a handful of games that you can get on 360 that you can't get on PC.
If you have a PC.
Yeah, he has a PC, doesn't he?
He does, but...
See? Tell him to quit his bitching, go on Steam and buy some new fucking games. He'll spend less on those games than he will buying a new Xbox. Sure,
and I don't know what games he has, and really, well, we have Halo, that's pretty much it. Oh, which in other news, did we talk about this? Halo 1 through 5, or 1 through 4?
No.
Is being remade for the Xbox One?
Yes.
I don't know the circumstances, I didn't read about it at all. I don't know if it's $60 games, or they're all like one bundle pack. I hope it's one bundle pack.
I hope it's one bundle.
And I hope they're remakes like the Halo 1 anniversary, Halo 2 anniversary.
That was really good.
And I want all of them. I want Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, Halo Reach, and Halo 4.
And Halo Wars.
Yeah.
I really like it. It was a decent strategy game.
It really wasn't a bad game, but wasn't my favorite. Because I like StarCraft, and before that I played Command & Conquer.
See, StarCraft and me have kind of a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
Because it's very... resource oriented, and you have to get a lot of different resources as opposed to just one singular fucking resource that you can use for everything.
Yeah, well, really, honestly, I think Halo Wars was a great
intro to strategy games,
right? Because it was a lot less to maintain, but still enough that there was a real strategy to it, and it's still really hard in things like Legendary.
Yes,
but
no, trust me, I remember I was playing it. I was like, why the fuck is this so hard? I don't remember it being this hard. And then I checked my difficulty, and I was on Legendary because I was playing Joey's save.
Yeah, yeah, I play on Legendary a lot. But I still wasn't able to beat it on Legendary. I'm not very good at RTS games.
I
like them, but I'm not very good.
I remember you and me together got about halfway through it, and then we just kept
getting
our
ass. We did do that together. We were trying to complete all the tunes. I was back in my old house.
Yes.
That was probably back around N Plus days when we played N Plus the first time.
It was N Plus because we got sick of losing in N Plus.
I don't know what
so
was
we jumped
so,
to Halo Wars.
But Halo, when we played N Plus the first time, we had so much more fun than this time.
Oh, God. It's like I completely forgot how to game.
You were good, too. You and me beat the whole damn thing by ourselves, and now it's like you're retarded.
Now I'm like, what is jump?
I remember laughing so hard when we were playing N Plus back then.
Oh, God.
Like, we would just kill ourselves laughing.
The stress is too much. Self-destruct.
I can't take the prison. That was so great.
Why weren't we re-recording that shit?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Times have changed. I wanted a capture card all the way back then. But, you know, that was back when I was 14 and $100 was like...
A lot of money.
A lot of fucking money.
That was back when I was 19 and $100 is still a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, the other problem with it, though, was that they only had the standard definition capture cards for $100.
Right.
The other ones were still like $300. And I was like, I'm kind of a perfectionist in that sense. I don't want to get
bottom of the line
stuff.
Yeah.
So, with the exception of our audio interface. But
well, the little fucker's doing good.
It's doing
it's holding up.
Well, it starts to run into problems when you want more than those two channels up there. The 3 and 4 are very finicky.
Yeah.
When you start getting into things like PC and also...
You know what? We could still do this on the PC now because it's just us two.
We could, but I know the laptop's easier because it's here.
Yeah.
So.
Plus, we're going to need eventually 3 and 4 for the podcast. Eventually.
We'll probably need 8.
We need a fourth microphone, though.
Yeah, we do.
So whoever our fourth is, we'll have to buy their own because we all bought our own.
And then after that, everything else will just kind of come from company money.
Yeah.
I'm still... I don't want to say owed, but...
Yeah.
Owed
no,
money
you,
from the company.
You're very well owed.
Yeah. But I think it'll hopefully give us the materials we need to better get off the ground to move on.
And I'm thinking I'm going to start doing more Twitch streams.
Yeah, we should do more Twitch streams. And we really need to do more marketing is something we feel... as kind of something we learned going back to the Operation Supply Drop. We need to... Because we actually did a good amount of what I considered a good amount of advertising right before... And a lot of people picked up on the post, probably about 50 people or so.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, 50 people is not that much.
We need a much larger
audience. Especially for something that's like a 24-hour event. Mm-hmm. We'll be lucky if 10 of those 50 people showed up, and then 10 of those people stayed for the full 24 hours.
So, but what and we'll probably talk about this after the podcast, and that's why I want to grab lunch, because lunch is easier to talk things over than sitting and doing an indie game of the week. But we have 4 of those to do. Well, 3. You said you didn't like... One of the games.
I forget which one it is. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just not for me. Like, I didn't have a whole lot of fun doing it.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll look into them.
Oh, there was another game that you liked, though, that's kind of similar to that one. Because what I essentially did was I picked an RPG, a side-scroller, a strategy game, and then one other kind of game.
You know, somebody actually on Reddit, on the Let's Play subreddit,
mm-hmm.
Somebody asked the question, you know, how do you guys grow your audience? How do you get to that 1,000 member or 1,000 subscriber benchmark? And one of the, I think it was the top comment said,
the educational part of the podcast.
This whole podcast has been educational.
It very much has.
I like it. Our last couple podcasts, they haven't been that funny, and I'm sorry for that, guys, but they've been exceptionally informative.
One of these days we'll have Cy back on the podcast. Yeah. One of these days.
One of these days. Once he gets over here. Anywho. And the top comment was that he plays a lot of indie games for small people.
Like, for small people?
Like indie games like that aren't people? Even popular yet. And he goes to indiedb.org, mm-hmm. which is, I guess, basically a database of indie games, and you can track them through their development cycle. And he said the best time, not to put our strategies out to everybody, but the best time is to find
can we
four,
beat this?
Four
the
weeks,
best time is to beep.
4 weeks before a game is set to release mm-hmm. or into some form of public forum, contact out to the developer and say, can I get a copy or can I pay for a copy of your game to do a let's play on it
beforehand?
And then you do it. And then the real secret part here, or like the real part that makes it special, is that now once that game comes out and people are like, do I want to buy this game? And they search for that game on YouTube, your video comes up as the top result because you did it first. And then so, of course, you still have to be entertaining and informative and all that other nonsense.
Right.
But at that point, you're the first on that level, and then people enjoy it. Or people find it, and then they enjoy it, and then they subscribe. Because you're the only video that's done it for this game yet, because the game's been out for 2 days.
I feel like we're going to be the Let's Play group that's like the mentor to all like the little Let's Play groups.
That would be cool. I mean, but right now we are the little Let's Play group. But I would love to be the big Let's Play group. And something I find is that, you know, people do it with friends and stuff, but I, you know, not to toot our own horn. Even despite the, you know, what we call the live stream being a flop, the live stream was actually incredibly professional.
Yes.
All the content and stuff that we had going, I mean, we had four Xboxes streaming at once, plus
a webcam, yeah.
I mean, that was huge. These other groups, you know, they're like two people who get together on the weekends and use their Snowball microphones to record
one screen while they do split screen.
Right, and that's not to say that you have to spend a lot of money, because in reality, we didn't spend that much money.
No.
I mean, altogether, we spent $2,000, and we could have really done it for under $500 if we really had to.
If we had to, because we all had Xboxes. We just wanted new ones that were quiet.
We wanted the same Xboxes and the same TVs, but we could have easily managed with the TVs we had. Really, you need a capture card and a microphone. That's it. And at that point, that's where your quality really comes. And that's kind of where I feel we're strong. We have a strong start here, is that we're going right for that high quality from the beginning.
Yes.
And now, obviously, there's some, I don't want to say lack of quality, but we struggle a little bit with our things like our commentary and stuff like that.
But we're new.
But we're new. Well, exactly. But as far as the actual quality of our videos, I feel they're very strong.
And I feel like that makes up for our lack of commentary right now.
Right now.
And as we go, we get better. And, from our first one to our first
Let's Play. Especially if you look at the ones like me and Chris used to did. Oh, my God.
No, those made me smash my head off my desk. Like, I remember sitting and watching those and like, what the fuck is this?
They weren't that bad.
Oh, dude. I knew. The thing is that I knew you could do better. Especially you, but you were probably doing more of the work.
Well,
at that
I think
point.
Also part of the problem with those Let's Plays is that we were just playing Minecraft. We weren't. Yes, it was a Let's Play, but we weren't. We were building houses and doing typical Minecraft stuff, which Minecraft can be very boring at times.
It can, and I feel like it's a lot more fun to play. Like when you, me, and Cy were playing it on the live stream, and I was fucking around wearing a pumpkin, killing all the cows.
Yeah,
I feel
a little
like,
bit different in the circumstances. Both me and Chris were a little bit more
relaxed.
Relaxed and just kind of doing what we needed to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we needed that dynamic. I feel it helps.
Yeah. And, like, with certain Let's Play groups, not to name them because
Rooster Teeth.
No, there's another one, too. But they always have at least four people playing, and that, I feel, helps.
Yeah, I feel the more people you have, definitely. With the exception of a couple games, the more people you have helps, for sure.
But I feel like 4 to 6 is the sweet spot.
Yeah, I agree. And depending on the game and whatnot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we only really have 3 at this point.
Yeah.
But definitely 4.
So we're just under the sweet spot.
Yeah, just under the sweet spot.
We're tickling the G right now. Yeah. We're not quite there.
And for this podcast, there's really only 2 of us.
Yeah.
So that's okay. They've been, I feel all of them have been good podcasts, though, even though they're just you and me.
Yeah.
Very structured and nonsense.
This is more of a news-related podcast.
Which is okay.
Until we get some
more
players.
We did talk about doing that at some point anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. We're just transitioning there temporarily until we
Get more cast.
Get more cast and more time
casting
in a day.
Crew. Yep. Oh, my God. Can I tell you how shitty it is that 24 hours goes by so fucking quick for me? Because I spend 16 of it sleeping.
But stop sleeping so much.
I can't help it. Like, we've went over this before. My day is very short. Like, I wake up,
short.
I come here, I go to the gym, and then I'm done.
Yep.
And it's like, I need something to do. And that's why I'm going to pick up on the marketing for us, because I feel like that would keep me occupied a little bit longer and give me a reason to wake up in the morning.
Marketing research also.
Yes.
Too, you know, all that together. And do you design at all, ever? Photoshop?
I'm pretty badass at drawing stick figures.
All right. Well, maybe we could like do a joke of crude animation as our advertising.
No, that would work. Let's not do that.
Well, damn.
But no, I can put together some stuff.
Okay.
With what we have, I can put things together. I can do a little bit of like video editing, chop and screw and whatnot.
Right.
Because I got Cy into that, and Cy quickly got better than me, but I feel like if I jump back into it, I could get back up there.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually use some professional software, because Cy is a...
Windows Movie Maker
professional, but that's about it.
But you know, he did pretty good work with Windows Movie Maker.
He did, but you know, Windows Movie Maker.
He did well with what he had, and we didn't have the money for professional software at that point in time.
Right.
So now that we do, we can hopefully get on that.
Move in transition.
Do you know how expensive Adobe Master Collection is?
Like $3,000.
$3,500 at the Apple Store. And I was like...
Well, the Apple Store, I think, is a little bit more. But and it's still expensive, but Creative Cloud is significantly cheaper.
What is Creative Cloud?
It's basically a monthly subscription rate.
Oh.
For it.
Right. I did see that. They started doing
that. And
the
huge benefit to that is, and which is debatably a benefit sometimes, is that you always have the latest version.
Yes.
So you continue to pay that price, but you always have the most up-to-date version, and you don't have to worry about upgrading and license keys and all that
other
nonsense.
Isn't it like $75, $80 a month or something?
It depends on what you get. Like I know my dad has Photoshop and Lightroom for $20 a month. And so me and him share that, cause you can have it on two computers.
Yeah. That's pretty cheap.
Yeah. It's really not bad. So, you know, and that comes out to, maybe it's only $10 a month. Cause I don't think it was 240 for the whole year. I think it was 120. I don't know. Anyway,
either way, it's probably
worth
it.
It's not that much expensive or that expensive, and it's totally worth it.
So we get obviously the, video editing end of that.
Right. Yeah, and actually that I get from work. But anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a long, complicated list of programs that we have. But we have all the programs that are necessary. Cool. Thanks to my various resources of work and dad.
Yes. Work and dad.
Nice. So yeah, anyway, that's kind of our goals for moving forward and all that. So that's good. That's good.
Yes. But as far as Twitch goes, are we all just going to stream off of the Frosted Gaming, or are we going to stream from our personal
accounts? I don't know, because we each made our own accounts, and I'm almost thinking we should make accounts that say, like, Frosted Gaming Joey, Gaming Ben, Frosted Gaming Cy.
See, that's what I said when we were doing it. But
well, we were kind of under a time crunch there, because
we needed to get
it up. YouTube was annoying us, because, like, I kept setting up the new channel, and it would just randomly disappear. I was like, what the fuck?
YouTube hates us.
Yeah, so we just moved on to
Twitch. Don't let them buy you, even if it's just a rumor.
But yeah, you know, and that's really a good question, and... I don't know. It's hard to say.
I think we should go with the Frosted Ben, Frosted Joey, Frosted Cy, and then really, link it to the Frosted Gaming TV.
What else we can do is...
pick times when we want to stream.
Well, yeah, that's probably not a bad idea either. But you can set it up so you can actually stream to both the Frosted Gaming TV and the Frosted Ben channel at the same time, or, you know, whatever.
Can you?
You can.
Because I asked about that. Okay, through software.
Through software. And you're kind of, like, cheating. You have to, like... but not cheating, but you have to, like, try really hard to do it, sort of.
Trying really hard for a normal human being is like a minor annoyance to Joey.
Yeah. So kind of whatever.
And this brings me to my next thing. You are not a fucking human being.
Oh,
you are not. Right. This is bullshit.
Talk about this for a minute.
Bullshit. Fuck you.
Which is weird, because I don't even handle spicy stuff that well.
He doesn't.
Like when I had the McDonald's habanero burger thing, that shit was awful.
But I thought it was delicious, and I didn't.
I thought it was good, but it was spicy as fuck.
I didn't think it was that spicy.
So anyway, what we're talking about is, as part of the live stream, we actually did it twice. We did the ghost pepper challenge with a ghost pepper hot sauce. Pure misery. I just kind of sat there.
He sat there and went into his happy place. Meanwhile, me and Cy are like flailing around, coughing our brains out.
Yeah, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It was pretty terrible, but I was just I just kind of went inside and was like, okay, I'm nice now.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. I tried for like 10 seconds and I stopped coughing, and then I realized that my mouth was on fire. Like, I could taste a burning building in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, you just gotta ignore it. Just say, no, don't burn.
Okay, Gavin.
Hey, you know what? Everyone gives them shit for just being like, no, don't be sick.
It works,
totally,
though. It totally,
totally
works.
On board.
I do that all the time.
I mean, and there are times when like you're really sick and you just can't be not sick. But there are a lot of times where you're like, no, I'm not gonna be sick. And then you know what? Don't be sick.
Right. Like, I woke up with a sore throat the other day. I'm like, this shit isn't happening. Fuck this.
Right.
Went, drank a glass of orange juice, and I was fine.
Right, because, like, you can play it up. I think that's the problem, is, like, people play it up. Like, they don't want to be not sick because they like the attention of being sick for whatever reason.
That's stupid.
It is. And I think it's a subconscious thing. I don't even think people realize they do it. But, or you could just be like, nah.
Like, I've only gotten sick, like, once in the past 2 years. 4 years.
Yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
you saw what I look like.
Yeah, you were pretty fucking miserable. Yeah, that was right after the podcast. I remember that. We talked about how you kind of looked like death. And then yesterday, or the next day, you were death.
I was death. My eyes were swollen shut and red, and I was coughing and dying.
It was awful. So, but yeah, and I think a lot of being sick is you're listening to your body. Just don't listen to your body. Even if you're sick, just ignore it. Just be like, whatever. I'm going to do my day as fucking normal.
Every time I feel like I'm getting sick, I pull a Joey. I'm like, nah, I got shit to do today. I push over an old lady, and I'm like, I got shit to do.
Sorry, old lady.
That seriously needs to be a shirt, though. I know. Fucking podcast 3 or 4.
Yeah, that was like way back when. Back when we were using the snowball as our one.
Oh, this is podcast 21.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. We're legally allowed to drink.
Our podcast is anyway.
Yeah, well,
I'm
I
still
am.
Not.
Oh, Joey.
Yeah.
So, but for my quarter centennial, you will be allowed to drink because we'll be on international waters.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
We're going on a cruise. We should do a podcast on the cruise.
I don't want to bring all this stuff.
We can do a really shitty bonus podcast on the cruise.
Okay. Or lots of extra lives. Anywho.
We'll bring a snowball and my laptop. How about that one? We'll just sit there like we did for the first three.
Exactly. That'll work. I had a thought that I was going to segue to before that. Oh, we should probably double check on those International Waters 18 thing. I'm pretty sure it's true, but we should probably double check.
No, it's true.
I like to double check.
Okay, but I know for a fact
it's true. I'm pretty sure it's true, but I'd rather be safe than end up in some like Mexican prison.
We're not going to Mexico, though.
Anyway, so this last week, I went to go see two movies, and movies were okay, but holy shit, was it a terrible experience.
Tell me, were there crying babies?
No crying babies.
Okay, then.
All right, the first time, it was a Thursday evening, I went to go see the new Godzilla movie.
Was that good?
It was okay. It was...
Because I heard it was better than that movie Neighbors, and those are my two
I heard
top.
Neighbors was really good.
And but Godzilla, who did you hear Neighbors was good from?
Right, point taken.
Granted, anyway. It does have that one funny guy from This Is the End and Zac Efron, who's actually pretty funny.
Zac Efron?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Like, he did a skit on Saturday Night Live once, and it was pretty humorous.
Hmm. Well, now I know. Anyway, I went to see Godzilla, and no, I didn't think it was that good. Like, there was maybe a total of 5 minutes of action in the movie, and the rest of it was just like. You know, I'm going to spoil the movie. If you're really that concerned about the spoiler to Godzilla, you can go ahead and skip about 5 minutes from now. But it's stupid. The first... Is it okay if I spoil it?
Yeah, go ahead.
The first, like,
I'm still
gonna
watch
45 minutes
it.
Of the movie was there's a radioactive monster in the nuclear power plant thing. And nobody believes... Who was Walter White, that guy?
Uh-huh.
You know, Walter White's like, yes, there's something there. It's crazy and bad. And nobody else believed him for, like, 45 minutes. And then we get there, and it's Mothra or whatever.
Mothra?
Motu. Or I think it was Mothra, but they called it Motu in the movie.
Okay.
Like, massive, unidentified terrestrial object or something. Anyway, and then the moth shows up. And then at some point, they're like, yeah, Godzilla exists. But Godzilla was never, like, there or anything. And then this guy who's, like, worships Godzilla like a god was like, oh, but that's how we'll save the world from the moth. Godzilla will fight him. And then there's a... Some other times of shit not happening. Yeah, and then a second moth thing showed up. And they were trying to mate. And they were causing like havoc as big monsters. But not really any exciting havoc.
And then
Godzilla showed up and like fought one of them once. And then they like put a nuclear bomb out in the middle of somewhere. To try to attract the monsters to it. So that Godzilla would fight the monsters.
And they would just nuke everyone.
Well, no, because the monsters ate nuclear stuff, and so they tried to attract the monsters, and then, anyway...
That sounds like a really bad 1980s Godzilla
movie.
Yeah,
and then they fought for about 2 minutes, and then that was it. That was the movie.
Really?
It was, like, really not that exciting.
See, they made it look so exciting
in
the trailers with, like, the people jumping out of helicopters and shit.
Right, and they did that, and it was like, nothing happened. They shot a couple shots at Godzilla, and Godzilla didn't do anything because it's fucking Godzilla.
He's just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. It was just disappointing. Like, I went in with low expectations. It's a Godzilla movie. I was not... But nothing happened for the whole movie. It was like, Godzilla, 30-second fight scene, All right.
I feel like we should make a Godzilla movie.
Well, we probably could do better.
Let's do it.
I mean, Godzilla looked really good for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And there was one like really badass scene towards the end that I won't spoil. But it was still not a whole lot happened in the movie. Not worth it.
We really need to get that warehouse though, so we can start doing like short films and shit. Because I feel like we'd have a lot of fun with
We would. Like, especially like, I mean, we did with Sai's little video there. I mean, doing like real production shit would be great. Anyway, the whole reason I brought up the whole going to see Godzilla thing. I was sitting next to, and it was actually a couple seats over, but this guy who like 2 minutes into the movie opens a bag of fucking peanuts or something super crunchy and just starts crunching with his mouth open for the first like 15 minutes of the movie.
Did you punch him?
No.
I would have punched him. I can't deal with that
shit. Finally, after that, he starts making all these like weird noises and he kind of sounded like the villagers in Minecraft. So I put that in for him. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. And he'd like do this weird like laugh thing, kind of, I don't know. Super, super annoying. Finally, after that, and I was like, huh, it's been quiet for a while. That's nice. Then all of a sudden I hear,
Oh my God.
But I was actually okay with it. Didn't turn my phone off.
Good job, Joe.
I know. I think I finally figured this out.
You yell at everyone else to turn their phone on silent.
But I was actually okay with the snore because he was actually a very quiet snore and it was definitely better than the stuff he did every couple minutes. Fucking awful.
Why didn't you just move seats?
Because I was with a bunch of other people and I didn't want to have to move everybody. And anyway, so that was fine. And then eventually he wakes back up again and he starts making the noises again. And then he opens a bag of fucking chips. And so you hear him crumbling the bag of chips. It's like, oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? And then when he's finally done, he crumbles up the bag and just throws it and opens a second bag of chips. And then he starts eating his chips. Like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking stab you. I'm going to get out of my seat and stab you with a knife.
You should have. I would have. I mean.
Yeah. And then he, you know, went through the whole same thing with that second bag of chips and then threw it there and then whatever.
Maybe that's why the movie wasn't so enjoyable because
you're entirely possible. And then
I think we should go see Godzilla.
And then he repeated the process again with that bag. And then for the rest of the movie, he was just like, and that was really, really annoying.
It's going to be funny when he listens to the podcast.
Yeah. You know what? Dude, fuck you.
Dude, fuck you.
You made that movie very annoying for me. And then the next day,
you went to
on
go
Friday,
see
I went to go see another movie. And I actually saw this one at the Bellagio, which is the theater I really like with the recliners and stuff. And I sat next to this kid who was probably like 14 or 15. Typical high school or middle school douchebag.
Okay.
And we went to see Million Dollar Arm, which was a Disney movie. It was kind of like a drama. Not a whole lot of humor, but a little bit. Every time there was the slightest joke, even if it was beyond stupid, he was like, like every fucking joke. I was like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was actually sitting like right next to him.
I just watched your
good.
Your
holy shit, the
wavelength shoot through
like,
the
every joke was the funniest thing he'd ever heard in his entire life. I was like, and it was that
he probably really liked baseball.
No, it was really like a. I can picture it in his head. He didn't want anybody to think he didn't get a joke, so he had to laugh really hard at every joke. That's what I think he was thinking. That was his mentality.
See, now, see, don't be stupid, kids. Don't drink and drive.
And then he added this, like, I want to say he was either hiccuping or something, because he did a noise very similar to the guy at the movie the day before, which was an entirely different movie theater, where every, like, 15 seconds you go, I don't know if it was like hiccups or what the fuck it was, but oh my God.
Million Dollar Arm is a baseball movie, right?
It was. So in other news, that text message I just got, I was going over my monthly limit. We hit 10 gigabytes this month.
Woo!
So $15 was added to my bill. Thanks, my sister.
Yeah, it's definitely her fault.
Yeah, well, she's staying at my mom's and she hasn't turned the Wi-Fi on. So she's been using data the whole time she's been there. And she's been there for about a month now. So.
How dumb?
I don't know. In her defense, the Wi-Fi is hidden. You have to like manually add it, but still.
In her defense.
Why didn't she ask?
It's her house. Right. Or she lives there. Right.
So why didn't she ask? Even me. Obviously, I know what the fuck's going on over there.
But in her defense, she is blonde right now. Yeah. Or no, she just dyed darker, didn't she?
I don't know. I have no idea what hair color she has.
Hear that? Jerry doesn't care about his sister.
I don't.
You heard it first.
No, I'm being really nice. In fact, I'm going to blow a secret on the podcast to see if she listens. I don't think she does.
I don't think so either.
But she wants a new laptop for graduating and going to her birthday, and I told her I'd give her my old one and buy myself a new one.
Uh-huh.
But I'm actually pretty happy with my laptop. I like it. So I'm actually going to buy her a brand new MacBook Air.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you, Joe. That's probably the nicest thing you've ever done for her.
I know. I am so fucking considerate.
In the 8 years that I've known you, that is the nicest thing that you've done for her.
Probably.
Good for you, buddy. Yeah,
rather than give her a hand-me-down, I'm just going to buy her a new one. Because she's going off to college, and I figure the MacBook Air is probably better for her anyway.
Yeah.
Real light, real easy to use, plenty fast. I mean, she's going to be writing things. She's not doing anything like we do.
Yeah.
On her laptop. So it'll probably be plenty good for her. So.
Happy graduation and birthday.
Yeah, happy graduation. Are you going to a graduation party?
I suppose.
You should go.
You're going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
All right, I'll go.
Thursday, I think.
This Thursday?
No, next Thursday. So a week and 2 days from now.
Are you sure?
No. Yes.
I think we're going to have to look on Facebook for this one.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. It wouldn't be there.
Your mom sent me an invite, so I'm definitely going because your mom's awesome.
Yeah, my mom is awesome. Yeah. Let's see. What other thoughts do we have for this week's podcast? How's your week been? We haven't really talked
How has my week been? Let me tell you how my week has been. Pretty boring.
All right, well.
But,
cool.
No, I started playing League of Legends again, and it's horrible because I stay up to like 3 o'clock in the morning playing it every night, which is why I wake up late now.
Gotcha. So, you finish your story. Or is that kind of it?
I'm not good at it.
Oh. I like StarCraft.
Right. So, and that's why I watch that guy on YouTube who does the playthroughs with League of Legends. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to get like some form of strategy to use with my characters.
Kind of a general idea of what you're doing?
Well, because I play as Annie, and Annie's a fucking beast.
Okay.
She's a little girl, and she has a teddy bear that she turns into a giant flaming teddy bear.
That's pretty cool.
That beats the shit out of everything.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
And then she shoots fireballs. So you can have a giant flaming teddy bear that beats the shit out of things while you throw fireballs at people. And that's why I like her.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. I'd like somebody who did that, too. Yeah, I've been playing Grand Theft Auto now because I got it for the live stream.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Have you found any fun things to do? Any shenanigans?
Yeah, we've done a couple stuff. We did a really awesome thing where me and Chris were in a car.
Uh-huh.
And the cops are way harder in GTA 5.
Yes.
So I got in the passenger and he was driving. We were running away. And I'm like turned around back trying to shoot these cops. And there's like 6 cop cars behind us. And I'm trying to shoot out the driver. Sticky and he's on the highway dodging cars going in the opposite direction. So much fucking fun. So epic and awesome. And it was great.
That sounds like a blast, and I really need to get right.
It was so great. Yes, you do, and we need to do Let's Plays on it because it was.
Are you playing
so
on?
Much fun.
Oh, wait, they don't have a PC.
I'm pretty sure it's only 360.
Wah, 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 wah.
But lots of fun. Really enjoyed it.
So yeah, I'm gonna get it, and we're all gonna stream together and do stupid shit.
Cool. Oh, and actually, to go back to the copyright thing, I know we kind of beat that into the ground, but Facebook's also doing the same thing where they're just taking down copyright videos. In fact. They actually took down my dad's video several times because he went to a Blues Brothers concert where he took pictures of the Blues Brothers, but he put it to a Blues Brothers music track and Facebook automatically took it down. And he did it a couple times with different songs that supposedly he had rights for, stuff he bought on iTunes, blah, 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 and Facebook kept taking it down.
If you buy it on iTunes, do you have the rights to use it?
Well, it depends. Again, it goes into that whole fair use thing. If you're just putting the song up, the answer is no, you do not. And you also don't have permission to play that music in public places. However, and this is a more debatable end of fair use. If you create something, you've seen AMVs before, animated music videos, where people like take clips from Final Fantasy and put music on it.
Yeah.
Technically, that's okay. That's fair use because you're repurposing that stuff, and that's called transformative work, where the music becomes part of that bigger picture, as do the pictures.
Right.
And the only reason you kind of have a bad argument there is that you're using the song in its entirety.
Right.
But still, because you accompany it with those pictures, you have a very good counter-argument to that. But in this case, my dad even went on top of that, and the pictures were his own.
Right.
You know, he took those pictures. Therefore, they are his pictures. So I'm just, I don't know. And that's obviously a little bit of a different copyright thing. But again, there's other companies like Facebook going down and taking shit down on the behalf of other people who are not necessarily asking for that to happen.
See, when I become king of the United States, I'm going to make sure none of this happens.
Yeah, because that's nonsense. The copyright rules and the patent rules are just all kinds of broken.
Yes.
So, and I understand their purpose and why they're necessary, but they need to be revised.
Right, like trademarking the word candy.
Right. Well, in King's defense, they did recall because they realized that was a dumb fucking idea.
And it probably lost them a good chunk of their...
It did,
their
which people. I'm glad. I'm glad other people saw that so they can realize how bad of an idea that was.
I mean, I went pretty far with that to delete every King instance there was.
Right, but that you any, owned.
Yeah, that I did. That I
you didn't go out and delete all the King stuff.
That was like on my Mac, on my Android, on my iPod.
Pad.
Pod.
Pod?
I had a pod once.
Oh.
But I deleted all that off my iPad as well. And I hope that Riley didn't reinstall it.
Would she be able to reinstall it with your password?
I don't know. I think that she'd go into the iTunes store and Cy would just punch my password in to buy it.
Oh.
Because he's an idiot like that.
Yeah, that's how you hear about those stories about kids buying $10,000 worth of in-app purchases.
Yeah.
You should probably check your credit card.
No, because I have iTunes credit, and I check on that every day because I buy CDs pretty regularly still.
Do you? I just use Spotify exclusively now.
I buy the album if I really like the artist. Like, gotcha. I bought Memphis Mayfire, and I bought, what did I just buy recently? Fuck it, I don't remember. It was something that just came out. I think it was Of Mice and Men's new CD I bought.
Okay. Yeah, I just listen to whatever's on Spotify, so.
I listen to it first. And then I decide if I want to buy it.
See, that's cool. And that's a opposite end of this whole like copyright argument. Not argument, but whatever it is. That I love options like Spotify and Netflix that just really give you those options to...
Watch it before you buy it.
Watch it before you buy it. And, you know, you still compensate the artists for it, you know, because they get the exposure from it.
Yeah.
They also get money from the ad revenue, even though I've heard it's actually a very low amount. But
they still get money.
They still get money for
it. Can you imagine how many people are watching these shows or listening to this music using that?
But now I know who Memphis Mayfire is because of Spotify. I mean, I'm sure I would have found them out eventually through you, but now I really know who they are because of Spotify. Now, I may never give them a penny in my life, but I know who they are, and that's huge for them. That's what they want. Obviously, they want to make a living too, but really they want...
The lead singer has a really nice house.
Right, see, exactly. So he's clearly making a nice living for himself.
Well, I mean, his wife is like the department manager at some big store in the mall.
Macy's or something, I remember.
Not Macy's, but the Nordstrom. I think.
I don't know. We talked about it before. But anyway.
And she's super hot. Good job, Maddie Mullins. You did great. Anyways, that's my segment on that.
Right. That's pretty much all I was saying. Is, you know, it still gives them the exposure. And now we're talking about it on a podcast because of it, which may lead somebody else to go out and buy their album.
Chaos
they
theory.
Love it. So, it's all good.
Right.
Oh, so another interesting thing is apparently you can text 911 now, which I think is a really
I can see that being a really good
idea.
Thing.
I see it being a dumb idea.
How do you see it being
I think it's going to get abused.
Possibly.
It's pretty easy to... I don't know. I feel like...
But like, what if someone broke into your house and they're like a serial killer and you're like hiding in your closet?
It's definitely very possibly awesome, but there's a couple downsides to it. First of all, there's no way to get your location. Unless you text them
your address.
But if you don't know where they're at, can't help. You also have people possibly accidentally... Well, I guess you can butt dial too. But there's also there... It seems a lot less scary to text 911 as a prank than it is to call 911 as a prank.
Yeah.
Which, that's where the real problem is. But, I mean, I guess...
Honestly, who has that maturity level, though, to prank 911?
A lot of people.
That's stupid.
It is. But... And the problem is it's a lot harder to track. But, I mean, I guess the phone number.
Yeah.
You do, but it is also very easy to spoof your phone number.
That's true.
So, I mean, if you use anything online and you think it's funny, I don't know. I think overall, I guess it will probably be a good thing. But they have to prepare for a lot of shitty aspects
as well.
And plus, it's very easy to write up a script that'll automate sending text messages to 911. Which, you know, that was my dad's iPad.
I was about to say.
Yeah, all sorts of things ring in today.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that's interesting. I'm curious to see where that goes as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't. It's befuddling to me that someone would crank call 911.
Oh, I've known people who have done it. I mean, we were in like middle school at the time and I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. But yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I'd crank call the pizza people and tell them to deliver pizzas to the neighbors across the street. And I think that's funny as shit. But like, they're. Not 911.
But yeah, 911's there specifically to save people's lives.
Yeah, you don't fuck with those people. Pizzas, you can fuck with.
Yeah. Not that we're condoning that, but...
Yeah, we're not condoning that.
We're not. Shut up.
Post your videos on YouTube. Tag us in it.
Do not do that. Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
Is this your marketing strategy?
No.
Just gonna get us popular through prank calling pizza restaurants? Great.
Hey, fake it till you make it. Anyway. Yeah. No. No, don't do that, guys. That's dumb. No.
Blah, blah, blah.
Your neighbors will get either really pissed or really happy because they were really high and needed a pizza.
They wanted their pizza.
And they're like, I didn't even call you. You're
I don't remember. How did you do that?
You're an angel.
Before I called. Now Halo 5 Guardians was officially announced.
And why did they give it a title? No Halo has ever had a title beforehand.
That's a very interesting point. They haven't.
Except ODST, which was a side story.
Right. Well, and Halo 1 also, Combat Evolved. But yeah, that's a very interesting point. Although, what I am really the most curious about is back in specifically Halo 2, but there were a couple other generations that did it as well. If you ever went outside the map, every once in a while you would spontaneously die. And it would always say, you know, Joey was killed by the Guardians.
Oh.
The Guardians were always this mystical outside of the map creature that killed you when you got too far. And so now this is Halo 5 Guardians. I wonder if there's any relationship between the two.
That very well could be, because we're supposed to be getting a re-release of Halo 2.
I don't know if that's actually the same. It might have also happened in Halo 1.
I don't know either, but do you think there might be a possibility it's related?
I don't think it has anything to do with Halo 2 coming back out, but I really think it probably has something to do with whatever the Guardians are the same.
All right, so the Forerunners were before human, there's a long
one. We're not going to get into the lore of Halo, are we?
Who came before the Forerunners? The precursors. Do you think the Guardians are the precursors? There's a lot of speculation that could go on with just what little amount of information that is out on that game.
I know. And actually,
You're trying to stay clear.
I'm
going to
try to stay in the dark again for Halo 5. And the main reason I want to do it, because at first I wasn't going to do it because it was kind of hard with Halo 4, is that this might be the last time I can truly do that.
Why is that?
If this podcast is as successful as we would hope it to be, there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to avoid people telling me what's going on.
Oh, there's absolutely ways. You just turn off all your social media.
That'll be fucking hard, because maintaining our social media is a thing for us.
Have you seen the cover of the game, though?
Nope. Well, maybe. I don't know.
If you read any of the articles on it, you've seen the cover.
I just saw the name.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'm going to try to stay in the dark just because this is my last opportunity to do it.
Then I won't tell you what. There was a thing on Kotaku, and he was wrong.
All right. So, anywho. And then our last thing on the topic list is Bandai Namco or Namco Bandai, whatever they are now.
Whoever they are.
They just changed the name. It used to be like Bandai Namco, and now it's Namco Bandai
or vice versa.
Is releasing a free-to-play single-player game using the quote-unquote pay-to-win model.
Now, is it the free-to-play model, or is it specifically a pay-to-win model? Because
they used the words pay to win.
They used it?
I saw quotes around it, which leads me to believe they used it.
That's very dumb if they did it. It's a free-to-play game.
Yes.
But what a lot of players, if they find a game that you absolutely have to spend money to win or to get further in the game, they call it a pay to win. And I'm pretty sure everyone who listens to the podcast knew that.
Right.
And because I play DC Universe, which is a free-to-play MMO, and some people say that it's a pay-to-win MMO, never had to spend money to get good at it.
Debatably, there's a huge difference there. That's multiplayer, and this is single player. That seems very, you know, multiplayer, you can manage if you're talented. You skill yourself up enough, you can beat the other player.
Right.
But if you have to pay-to-win to beat the AI, there just seems to be an entirely different level of fuck you in there.
Well, in its defense, it is free to play.
That is true. I just think it's a really bad shitty business way. Model. Yeah. You know, it doesn't make sense to me.
Here's my theory on it, because my theory on free-to-play games is very skewered sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But with a game like League of Legends, you can play several matches to build up currency to buy characters. Right. Or say you have a favorite character that you had last season, and every season your characters get reset.
Do they? Is that like a fact? Every season your characters get reset?
But I don't know if the ones you pay for get reset.
Okay. How much do you pay for a character? How much is a character?
I think the most expensive one is $10.
Okay. I'd like to hope they didn't reset, but I don't...
Yeah, I'd like to hope so too, but I mean, I haven't played more than one season. But, I mean, it's fairly easy. If you play 10 matches, you'll have enough to buy a character.
Okay, and that I'm okay with, as long as there's a real viable option that's fair to get other stuff.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked too into it, but if GTA 5 has microtransactions, that really pisses me off. Because, you know, in multiplayer, you can take your cars, and the way you get a car, or one way to get a car at least, is you take the car and then you bring it to the garage and you just install a GPS tracker in it, and now it's yours.
Yeah.
But I got a really nice car that I just, you know, ripped somebody out of and and took it, and I tried to do that and said, this is too high of a profile car to do this with, please go to the GTA Online store. I was like, well, I don't like that. So that could go two ways. Either I have to pay physical money to the online store, which I'm not okay with, or I just have to go and I have to buy the car with in-game currency. Totally cool with that. That's fine. No problem with that.
From what I understand, it works both ways. Because
I'd be okay with both ways as well.
I had GTA 5 when it first came out, so there were still a lot of things that they didn't implement.
Right.
But the microtransactions, I think you can either work your way up and get credits.
That I'm okay with then.
Or you can buy credits and then use them to buy the car.
Then that I'm okay with. But the idea of only being able to get a car by paying for it, when I already paid $60 for this game, I know I paid $30, but technically it's a $60 game. I paid $60 for it. That's fucked up. That's for $60, I should get a full game.
I think that was the argument with it was either Forza or one of the big racing games, because you had to pay extra money, extra cash money, real money.
To get it when you already paid $60.
Right, to get a car.
Yeah. And, you know, I almost even want to say, because I understand as these consoles get better and the PCs get better, the amount of work it takes in a game does take a lot more work. Mm-hmm. I'd even almost, you know, I know people bitch about it all the time. I'd be more inclined to pay $70 for a game, say.
Yeah.
But no microtransactions. Because then I feel like you're giving me an incomplete game to try to nickel and dime me for more money. I would rather pay even $100 for a truly complete game.
Right.
With no microtransactions.
Now, my thing is what about DLC? What about expansions to the story?
Expansions is fine. I think DLC is a bad word. Remember, we used to get expansions to games?
Yes.
Because they expanded on it. Now DLC is really a...
downloadable content. It could be a new car.
We left the shit out of the game. Here it is. Pay extra to have it.
See, and that's why DLC and microtransactions are shady to me. I feel like they have ideas for the game and they purposely leave it out.
Right. Intention of selling games again later.
Right.
But there's certain circumstances when that works really well, and I'm totally okay with it. For example, StarCraft. They have two expansions, one of which hasn't even come out yet.
Well, those are expansions. Those aren't things that they thought of beforehand. They're things that they released it, and then they're like, okay, we're going to add more missions, more maps.
But it was actually intended the whole time. There's three campaign stories in it. As you have the Terran story in the first game, and then the expansion is the Zerg story, and the next expansion is going to be the Protoss.
Hmm.
Which... obviously, that was intended from the beginning, and they actually did the same thing with the original StarCraft.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because I didn't feel like I was cheated out of the campaign or the multiplayer aspect in the original StarCraft. I felt like I got my full $60, and then again, I paid like $35 by the time I bought it.
Yeah.
But I'm totally okay with that. That's fine. Expansions are great. Even The Sims, back in the old days, you had expansions.
Yeah.
And that was okay to spend the money on that, because it truly added new things to the game. But now, you're adding like one more level. It's like, or three more maps. It's like, it's not really worth it. It's just, you didn't feel like putting this in the beginning, so you could charge me again for it later.
Yeah. And those are the things that I feel shitty about. Like, if you have, I'm kind of going back on what I said. If you planned on putting it in, but it's way too much fucking work to put in your release cycle, in the time you have allotted, as long as you make it clear that you have plans and you will have to pay more for it.
Right. But day one DLC? No.
No.
It's bullshit. Because obviously you
could just put it
in the
fucking game.
And, you know, and
if it's free DLC, I'm okay with.
Right. Well, yeah, that's too. Because that's fine. That's almost like we didn't have time and we're going to put it in later. That's cool.
Yeah.
But like, the other thing is, though, I want to make sure the game I'm paying for is complete. Like, Battlefield 4 was an incomplete game on launch. So I paid $60 for an incomplete game. That's wrong. And then they're trying to bundle in DLC with it that you have to pay for.
Keep in mind who made Battlefield
4. I'm saying that's exactly who the problem is.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's really
for
not
those
much
of
more
you
to go
wondering,
on.
EA made Battlefield yes. 4.
But you're
no
going
secrets
on,
there.
Well, actually, it's DICE, but EA published it. But yeah, same thing. But
I think isn't it the publishers though that control?
They're more into the DLC stuff.
Yeah,
but and also with the release date. So
they push that release date,
right.
Which makes it harder to put all your features into the game.
It does. And so anyway, you know, they sold an incomplete game, and then they were also trying to bundle DLC. And it's like nobody wants to buy DLC when their original $60 game doesn't even
work.
Have its full completeness yet.
And not even that, but it was buggy as shit on release.
That's what I'm saying. It was incomplete.
Oh.
That's what I mean. It was buggy and bad. It wasn't a complete game. So if you're going to try to say, well, we had to make this as DLC because we didn't have enough time, well, shit, you better have at least had enough time to make your game not buggy.
Right.
Otherwise, don't release yet. And it's making...
But publishers are so concerned about, you know, the holiday releases or the day one releases that they don't really give a shit about the quality of the game. They just
really
want
bad.
It out.
And it sucks, and people continue to buy it. I'm kind of guilty, too. I continue to buy it because I want to play the game, but...
but it's not done. And it leaves your consumers and the gamers cheated. And it's very upsetting. And that contributed to why I'm such a shitty gamer now as opposed to 5 years ago when I was actually decent.
Because you stopped buying...
I stopped buying new games.
Yeah.
And I waited forever, and everyone got infinitely better than me by the time I bought the game.
Gotcha.
So that's why I stopped buying it, and I started buying, like, strategy games. Because I'm good with strategy.
That makes sense. Now, I just had a great transition, but I forgot what it was.
Oh, come on.
I know. It was so fantastic.
We need to have, like, little notepads next to us so we can write it down.
And it's not even that it was a transition. It was just a point I wanted to bring up about something with games and whatnot. I don't remember.
DLC being shitty.
Yeah, something about
microtransactions.
Fuck, man, this is going to drive me nuts forever now. And I hate editing this part of the podcast. Yeah. I'm still angry that I don't remember what it is.
Like, I don't really necessarily mind spending money on a free-to-play game. If it's a full game and it's free-to-play,
yeah,
and it's reasonable to spend money. Like,
I don't know, I just feel like a free-to-play single-player fighting game, too. It's a fighting game.
Yeah.
That just seems weird to me. It's Soul Calibur. Did I say that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you didn't say it was Soul Calibur, but it's Soul Calibur.
So I don't know. It was weird. And
it's Namco Bandai's fighting game. They only make one.
Right. And they were just, everybody was like, why? Why would you do it that way?
Right. And so. That makes sense. But like I said, like if it's a full, complete game, but it's free to play, and sometimes you may have to, like it's not required that you buy something, but if you want it bad enough, you can buy it.
Right.
Kind of thing.
That's
I don't mind that at all because you gave me a complete game to play for free.
Right. Totally cool.
I don't mind throwing you $10 here
right.
and there.
And that's awesome. That's how you make your money. That's cool. I like that. Like League of Legends does it right.
Yeah.
They have that pay-to-play model down or whatever.
Free-to-play, pay-to-play.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
And it's not even pay-to-win because you can play enough to where you can get that character on your own. Like you can play League of Legends for years and not give them a single penny.
Right. Which is totally fine. And debatably,
I feel guilty though.
No, because debatably you're still contributing because you're building that community
that fan
of
base, yeah.
players, which then leads to people who will pay
for
stuff because you're part of that community. If none of the people who play without paying anything played, then the community size shrinks drastically, and then that means less money for them.
They're also part of Major League Gaming now, so they have gaming tournaments, and
that brings
popularity and all sorts of things.
So
and
even
I just
if it sticks to being free to play,
yeah.
The money they make from those tournaments and stuff and the merchandise and all that other stuff.
Dota 2, arguably the grandfather of all MOBA games.
Yes.
Biggest prize pool in Major League Gaming, or not Major League Gaming, but competitive esports.
I believe that.
$1.2 million was the last grand prize for the Invitational, or the International this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I want to play Dota 2, but League of Legends is just so much fun. I mean, and essentially, it's the same game, but there's something about League of Legends that's fun. Like, the friends I've made on League of Legends are less competitive, per se, but they're so much more fun to play with. Like, I had a team that I jumped in, and we were just a bunch of fucking screwballs. Like, we charged their mid lane screaming "For Sparta" on our chat.
That's awesome.
All five of us mid lane.
For Sparta, yeah.
So. Granted, we were getting raped on bottom and top,
it doesn't
but
matter.
We were all in the middle. Like,
it's all about
the
fun. All right, so this has been a solid podcast. Are you about ready to?
I am about ready to wrap up.
We'll go grab some lunch.
Hell yeah! All right,
we're gonna go to lunch.
Yeah, we're gonna go to lunch.
I said, where do you want to go to lunch?
Oh, wherever.
All right. Well, okay.
Somewhere in Tampa.
Thank you for this is podcast number 21. This is Joey signing off.
This is Ben signing off.
And today is May something 20th?
It is May 20th upon recording, May 21st upon release.
Yes. So thank you for watching. For the two of you that showed up. Actually, we did get over 100 views on the live stream.
And
it was still.
Deep down, I would like to hope that each one of those views gave us at least $5.
Right.
And that we hit our goal.
But
because Operation Supply Drop's website was fucking hacked.
Yeah, because hackers decided to take down charity, we will have no way to confirm that. So unfortunately, we'll just have to go on assuming we exceeded our goal exclusively by lots of monies.
But not enough for us to shave our heads.
Right, exactly. $1 less.
$1 less.
But enough to do the hot sauce challenge.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anywho, thanks for watching. We'll be making some good changes over the next couple weeks and such.
Yep.
Yeah.
And hopefully there will be a lot more than 20 of you listening to the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, thanks for listening.
Later.